Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Moyili'ili Honganji Buddhist Women's Association in memory of Ishini and Kakushini and the State Junior YBA Convention. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Pearl City Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Nishiyama.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning for the White Way radio program. The Honganji is a former 25th abbot stated in his writing, and I quote, "We judge things whether they are beneficial to us or not, or whether we like something or not. As a result, we suffer when things do not turn out as we like, and we become hostile to each other, thus confining ourselves to a bitter reality where we cannot really be free. In Buddhism, the self-oriented tendency is expressed as ignorance and blind passions, which are the very reason we are deprived of our liberty and bound to this world of suffering. Ignorance and blind passions are represented as greed, anger, and foolishness, also known as the three poisons." End of quote. We have feelings of likes and dislikes for some people. For example, I like this person, but I don't like that person. We all get along with or play with those who we like and do the opposite with those who we dislike or with those we cannot get along with. We look down on with disdain. We become arrogant attitude, etc. Through the teachings, we learn that our discrimination of like or dislike comes from self-centeredness. Those who listen to the teaching of Amida Buddha share with each other happiness or joy and unhappiness or sorrow. Now, today's talk is called Warm Heart. In a marathon race, two close friends, John and Tom, are vying with each other for the championship. However, leaving that friendship aside, John said to himself again and again, "I can't lose the race because of all the hardship of training." Actually, he did his best by running for all he was worth. At last, he ran ahead of Tom. At that moment, he was overwhelmed with joy, and he felt like whistling, but suddenly he was not able to run due to his stomach pain. So John was forced to drop out of race and felt mortified and ashamed. In the meantime, all the other track runners reached the finish line one after another. Only friend Tom, who should be ranked the best for the title, was running behind. After a time, he approached the final corner, yet Tom was turned around and running away from the finish line. What happened? The spectators started to burst out laughing against Tom's action. John also started laughing at him. And then Tom rushed to the place where John was resting and asked him, "What's the matter, John? Did you get hurt? Are you okay?" Out of breath, Tom's only concern at the moment was to care for his friend, not himself. Even though John tried to reply to him, the words failed to come out of his mouth. He was speechless. On their way home together, Tom said, "Halfway through the race, I felt it was a difficult race, and I wanted to stop again and again. At those moments, I was encouraged by the voice of my mom that could be heard from behind me." Tom lives with his mother, but his mother had a fever due to tireless effort at work, sending her child, who was on his way to go a race. She said, "I was looking forward to seeing you at the race, but I can't go today. However, I'll be cheering for you from home." Tom said his mother's voice pushed him to run until the end. Listening to Tom's story, John felt ashamed of himself and that he had laughed at him along with other people. At home, John's family was waiting for his return. As soon as his father saw him, he called out, "Are you supposed to drop out of a race? What's the matter with you? On the other hand, are you all right?" Grandma asked. Then John told everybody what had happened at the race. When Tom gave up winning the race to help him, John realized that it was important to think more of another person's situation than of him oneself. There is a most precious relationship between human beings. His father said, "You have a good friend who was nice to you." His mother just nodded without a few words, but her eyes were laughing gently. The realization of compassion in our lives leads us to a life of awakening. Those who are awakened to the teaching of a middle Buddha soften and come to an understanding each other, and are keen to live their lives helping each other and supporting each other. If a friend has good things, we can enjoy it together. If another person has unhappiness, we can share the sorrow together. If we can have such a warm heart, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? We forget to care about each other when we only think it is enough to be good. Human beings don't live by themselves. Those who can feel another person's suffering are their own suffering, and another person's joy are their own have met the Buddha Dharma. The ear of our minds will become clear and we'll be able to hear things for the first time. And we are able to hear other person's voice of distress and pain as well. We are always looking for answers outside of ourselves, but in reality, we are the cause of many of our problems. All conditions arise from causes that come from within each one of us. Therefore, truth is a power which rescues us. Jodo Shinshu teaching is the entirety of truth. It teaches us universal truth. In our spiritual awareness, we seek the truth through our own way. But at the moment, we become aware. We come to experience and sense that true realization comes about, not through our self-endeavor, but through the working of Amida Buddha, which is boundless wisdom and great compassion. We recite the Nembutsu. We are urged to be aware of the working of the truth. We receive Amida Buddha's heart and mind with gratitude. We'll be able to live our daily lives positively. Please recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Please continue to listen to Amida Buddha's teaching. As we awaken, we are nurtured and become a true self. The primal vow is working for each one of us at any time, at any place. Amida Buddha's compassion extends equally to all people and all forms of life. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Nishiyama, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliiliongkanji.org. Tomorrow, June 27th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Carrie Ann and Cameron Kubota. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Moiliili Honganji Mission BWA, and our speaker, Reverend Nishiyama of Pearl City Honganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Joshua Hernandez Morse, the head of the Pacific Buddhist Academy.